Okay, Kosmos. So there's kind of structure over all stuff here to start with. Well, one thing I can do is look at the planets of the Shishumara chapter and see how many, the names there, and see how many are stars. And then there was something more övergripande. Yeah, so then first we, in the book, we establish that cosmology is bigger than astronomy, that kind of thing, and really try to establish the ancient cosmology, if we should call it that. How it is more about a world to live, that we live in, rather than some dead world of matter. And here we could maybe use something from the Australian people. Somebody said there something about that. So try and open up the minds there of people a bit. And then we tackle, we can make a chapter or so about the astronomy of the Bhagavatam, just so we divide those two up, and we try to really bring that one also down to the that same cosmological model there, right? With the Axis Mundi and the server there in the center. And again, we got Meru, that some there would say is Axis Mundi is just an imaginary axis of the universe. But I think that's later we should try and establish from the Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata and so on, and from India, China and whatever, that Meru also means this axis leading yet into another subtle realm. That is in a cosmos that is outlined. No, how do you say? Aligned, whatever. Vertically, as it seems, in different levels, that are determined by the state of mind and heart of each person. Individually, but also of a group of people, a nation, a planet, or even an entire world. So then that there are 7 or 9 worlds, different worlds, depending on their gunas, I mean, of the people living there, the modes of nature, the mentalities. Well, that of course also is found there in all the other cultures and their cosmology. Then we can go back to the drawing there, the model. Meru then could very well be geographic structure, if that's the word, extending out into higher realms. But then there's not much meaning to speaking about geography, which is very limited to our experience of this world. And in any case, what is getting clearer and clearer here as we go along is that in order to understand this image, this way of looking at, including Mount Meru, we have to open our minds to include in our scope a cosmos that does not only include more subtle realms, which are in fact already there in our personal lives, as the physical, the mental, and the subconscious. actually having courage to take that step over to the other side, or rather back to that side. Which was the side people on this planet saw the world from before the advent of modern materialism. Namely, as now even some of the most prominent scientists of the world became convinced about to the extent that some of them turned east and became Vedantists. Namely that life, consciousness is fundamental. Or as some of the more free-thinking, cutting-edge intellectuals of today also have started talking about, that indeed this cosmos is more of a virtual reality nature or a simulation than being an object out there existing on its own.